It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I'm going to have to go with wheat. I mean, we continue to hear news over the weekend of continuing bombing or missiles being launched into Ukraine. Also hearing talk, you know, that President Xi from China is telling the Chinese residents are to get out of Ukraine because of potential nuclear issues. So I think right now, you know, we're starting to see a lot more support go into the wheat market because of the concerns going on in the war with Ukraine and Russia. That's continuing to support the market. And we also got our dry conditions in the U.S. where we're not getting the winter wheat planted. You got dry conditions in Argentina where they're abandoning the crop, and wet conditions in Brazil and Argentina in Australia where the crop is seeing quality issues as it's being harvested.
Sure. Expecting some pretty good-sized yields down there, though, too, right?
Huge yields down there, that's right. I mean, they are talking about some pretty big ones. I mean, it looks like Australia could be setting another record with their production. It's just going to be the quality, and if most of that goes into the feed ration, that's going to then compete against our corn going into places like Europe, which Europe's going to have to import quite a bit of feed here this fall.
Sure. Speaking of that, what's not hot, then?
You know, I have to go with the meats. You know, we continue to get the meats hammered. We tried to push a little bit. You know, we had a good strength in cash last week, but the futures weren't able to follow through. The economy and the concerns that we're going to see a couple more three-quarter point interest rate hikes continue to put pressure in on the domestic demand side on the meat markets, especially cattle.
The economy in general has got to be a concern for everything, right?
Well, it does. I mean, you know, we continue to see, of course, the inflation increase, the core inflation increased again more than expected. That and unemployment is, some of the lowest we've ever seen. So that those two combined together shows that the Fed still has to make some more interest rate hikes.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.